item 9. The 10-year blueprint for waste management. The Environment Bureau put forward this item. Item 9, the 10-year blueprint for waste management. I'd like to welcome Secretary for Environment, Mr. Wong Kam Sing, Mr. Howard Chen, and also Ms. Choi from the Environment Bureau to talk to us about this 10-year blueprint for waste management. I'm grateful to them for briefing us on the strategy over the next 10 years. Mr. K.S. Wong, Secretary, please. Chairman, members, we are here to talk about this very important subject, waste management. The government has the blueprint for the waste management. We have these strategies and the timetable. In Yao Chin Mong, it takes up 4.4% of the total population. We have the same proportion of recyclers. As members are aware, we have the recycling of computers, plastic, the glass beverage bottles, and so on. And we can certainly expedite or speed up our work there. Now, the blueprint covers five different areas. Reduction of source, food waste, waste recycling, waste to energy. All these are just as important. Reduction of source. This is important. Government is taking the lead. When the government has refrained from using any bottled water. Now, this is an important PowerPoint. The greatest challenge for Hong Kong is the fact that per capita we are producing a pretty high proportion, higher than or 4 to 8 times compared with Taipei and Tokyo. By way of background, at one point, Hong Kong and Taipei were similar in terms of waste production, but they have the MSW charging scheme that contributed to a sharp reduction in the waste production. Hong Kong remains pretty much unchanged in the light of public sentiments, which are in support of the MSW charging, and we will be working out the details by January next year. The other thing is the food waste in the landfills. So 44% are to do with food waste, which is a pretty high proportion. It's not simply a question of recycling. In fact, many people of Hong Kong are very wasteful in terms of food consumption. So I don't think we should waste any food. We should learn from other jurisdictions and reduce the food waste by at least 10%. Together with hotels and eateries and supermarkets, we have the chartered scheme to attain the target, and food donation can be encouraged in order to reduce food waste, in order to achieve a win-win situation. We have 3,000 odd tons of food waste through this campaign, and we should be able to reduce by 10%. We are also concerned about certain housing estates where they have a dozen or a few dozen food waste machines, but they can handle 0.1 tons and with vis-a-vis some the 3,000 tons of food waste, and this is really a drop in the ocean. It's not simply a question of quantity, it's a question of how we can have centralized food waste handling facilities so that we can do the segregation. The food waste plant will be located in Suho 1 to be completed in 2016, and the food waste can be used to convert into energy and for composting purposes. We would like to have more in different regions so that we can achieve waste to energy purposes. So the thing is, in Hong Kong, we have to have more food waste treatment plant to activate this process. Third, recycling. There are different ways. Legislation is an important tool. Through this producer responsibility system, the glass beverage bottles can be converted into floor tiles as well as for construction material purposes. We can certainly recycle quite a lot of glass beverages bottles. We can increase the number of collection points from 300 to cover 50% of the population or more. The producer responsibility system, the plastic bags and glass, this can be extended to cover all the retail outlets. WEEE, television, air conditioners, fridges and computers, we can handle them properly. To promote healthy development of the recycling industry, we certainly facilitate this process. Regional or district collection points would be important. In Lao Jin Mong, there are different collection points in Seoul and Taiwan. They have all these collection points all over the place in order to boost the public community involvement. Education is important to step up education in schools. Waste to energy management. In Hong Kong, compared with the Asian cities, Hong Kong is one of the advanced cities where we don't have these waste to energy facility. Japan, Singapore, Taiwan, and Korea, they do have a certain proportion of waste to energy achievements. In Hong Kong, by the end of the year, we're going to have this new facility, the sludge treatment facility in Tuen Mun. All these sludge arising from the water treatment plant at the moment is bound for the landfills, 1,000 tons in future. This can be treated. As I mentioned, the food waste and treatment in housing estates represent a small percentage, and it is important for us to have the food waste and treatment plant to convert this into energy. In Macau, a neighboring city, they have this treatment for a few dozen years. In Taipei, they have similar facilities in the community. They have the revolving restaurants. Denmark, the incinerators are pretty close to the residential dwellings. In Hong Kong, this Shek Kui Chau plant will be examined, will be discussed. We hope that this can be completed in a short time. It is about 5 kilometers from Chang Chau, or 10 times in Macau. Landfilling, we will be improving the hygienic condition of the waste transfer. We'll make sure that all these RCVs will be properly sealed. There would be a good infrastructure in our in the north, south, and east, west of Hong Kong so that we can have an even distribution. consultation started in 2004. Basically, the public is in support of this exercise. The rehabilitation of landfills, they can be converted into sports and recreational facilities. Now, there are five different areas in the blueprint with the view to reducing the waste production. We hope that in 10 years we can reduce this by 40%. The timetable and the roadmap in the coming 4 to 5 years, there is a lot that has to be undertaken. From education to the recycling of food waste, the idea is to reduce the production of refuse and to harness the latest technology. And I hope that you would give your enthusiastic support. Thank you. All right, everyone has the responsibility. I throw the floor open for questions. Please raise your hands. Madam Kwan, Madam Wong, Mr. Yip, Mr. Wong, Mr. Lam, Mr. Wong, Madam Kwan Sowling, Chairman, thank you. My thanks to the Secretary for coming down here personally. Now, this has tugged my heartstring. If you walk down the street, you look at the rubbish bins. We have all these new ones becoming old, and I'm sure that you don't have a great deal of support for your exercise. The nuisance caused to the residents is enormous. Now, you may have a lot of litter bins, but there are scavengers who are rummaging through all this rubbish for the items that they want, and they leave everything else scattered all over the place. Now, people are really sick and tired of all these rubbish bins in front of their shops. And there is a strong desire for them to be relocated. And all these are really serving clearly to useful purpose. You're quite right about Taiwan. I just visited Taiwan. They don't have a lot of rubbish bins the way we do in Hong Kong. When I visited Taiwan, I kept the litter in my pockets and would only chuck it when I see a rubbish bin. They are law-abiding. They don't need so many rubbish bins. And the streets are kept clean. And everybody feels the obligation. But in Hong Kong, if you look at Tsim Sha Tsui, even the visitors are really sick and tired of all these rubbish bins. So, Mr. Secretary, I hope that you would really harness your positive energy to overcome this evil practices. Now, you talked about the eateries. Canada is a really good example. If you book a banquet, let's say $1,000, if you cannot finish the food, then you have to pay for the food waste, let's say $1,500, for instance. And people are very conscious of this, and this would require some buy-in. In Hong Kong, I'm wondering whether you can do similar things. I understand that Mr. Tommy Jung, a legal member, is very concerned about this. I hope that something will be done in this direction. Madam Wong Shiming, Chairman, thank you. Thank you very much, Secretary, for coming down here personally. I never expected to see you here on this item. I'm really glad to see you here. You are having a tough job, Secretary, because the former administration never faced up to the reduction and recycling issues squarely, and you are proposing a whole basket of measures. I know that you're working very hard, exceedingly hard. I feel sorry for you when I saw this chart that you showed us. But still, you have to do it nonetheless. because you have to do something in terms of a reduction in recycling, the whole world will be in opposition. They'll be up in arms against the incinerators. When it comes to waste reduction and so on, the public does have the responsibility, but people tend to raise the question. Now, with regard to the waste paper and plastic bottles, that they are accumulating in a particular area and they're bound for other jurisdictions. Now, what country, what place would be willing to take on these rubbish? I think the government has to do a good job in a way of recycling. Assistance has to be given to them. In your PowerPoint, Mr. Secretary, you refer to the environmental tiles manufactured out of plastic glass bottles. Has the government done anything to promote the use of the environmentally friendly piles, tiles? The details are in the devil. The assistance of the recyclers and so on, all these have to be considered. Work hard, please, Secretary. Mr. Yip. Chairman, thank you very much, Secretary, for coming down here. When it comes to waste management, over the past year or so, the government put forward three areas, reduction of source, landfilling, and incineration. The extension of the landfills that you failed in your attempt to get the proposal through. Now, you have to appreciate the concerns of the public. Now, with regard to the extension of the landfills, the refuse collection vehicles are traveling through the community, causing a lot of nuisance. The DAB did say, and we did hope, that the RCV should be sealed properly to start with. I hope that some improvement can be effected. Or you may wish to resort to transferring the refuse by sea. Incineration. Seems to me that we have to face up to this issue squarely. Is everybody dead against incineration? I don't think so. But it would take 8 to 9 years for the incinerators to be built. It's not a realistic proposition to address the immediate problems. The government proposed the MSW charging and reduction of source. I think the members of the public do receive conflicting messages. They've got no idea what direction they are heading down, extension of landfill, incineration or reduction of source. They don't have the focused idea which is which. So I hope that the administration would give a proper priority for the public. Reduction of source, and there should be more publicity and education mounted to make people aware that this is really tackling the problems at source. Landfills, there should be measures undertaken to mitigate the concerns. Incineration, there should be more publicity. There should be a lot more convincing to be done. You mentioned the Taiwan experience. I don't think it's practicable in Hong Kong. Madam Kwan said quite rightly that there are fewer refuse or rubbish bins in Taiwan. I'm afraid that due to the MSW charging, people will be tempted to chuck the refuse anywhere. They'll be tempted to do fly tipping. In Jordan, where my constituent is, people don't have any regard to the hygienic condition. They are leaving the rubbish on the rooftop, and there is a mound of rubbish building up. And I've got some pictures to back up what I have to say. And this is wholly undesirable. If this is not done well, it's likely that Hong Kong will turn into Napoli, really a city of rubbish. Thank you. Mr. Wong, Chairman, thank you. First of all, I welcome Mr. K.S. Wong to come down here in our midst and to have direct exchanges with us on this very subject of waste management blueprint. Mr. Secretary, all along, you strike me as really a decent guy, and I feel that you do have your whole full mind on your job and promote environmental work. Your work is really tough, but you're rising to the challenges. I mean, I really fully respect you. You talked about, when talking about waste management, I'll just share with you some of my personal experience. At one point, I innocently was convinced that as citizens, we have to segregate our household waste. I did segregate the plastic receptacles and waste paper. I washed the plastic bottles, drained them, and put them in proper boxes. I was persistent with that.
I've stopped it.
Until I saw the contractor dumping all boxes into one big carton box, and I asked one big carton, and I asked why, and she told me that they were supposed to be dumped at landfills anyway. So I do you know how bad I felt, because I have been cheated for so long. Do you know? So it's all about the supporting measures. You ask people to sort their waste, but I think it is totally a waste of time, given what's going to happen to the sorted waste. Now you say that the incinerator will be built on Shekou Chow, and that will be 10 times the size of Macau. But there's no. There is a drug rehabilitation center there. That is only 10 meters or so away from the drug rehabilitation center on Shekou Chow. So I'd like to know how much you have consulted the drug rehabilitation center. And over 1,600 people receive detoxification service there on a yearly basis. You have to care for the harmful effects of incineration to these people. We should not just care for waste, but care for the well-being of human beings as well. Thank you. As a member of ADPL, I believe we have already indicated our position at press conferences and to the secretary individually. We have the view that the administration has not done its level best in using that blueprint to improve the situation. When it comes to recycling, the government is on the conservative side. You want to achieve a recycling rate of 55% in 10 years' time, compared with Germany and South Korea is doing. Well, they are doing 60% already, and we are conservative in this regard. I'd like to reiterate the views of the ADPL. First, I hope the government can set up a bureau for management of waste resources to oversee policies on waste recycling and resource recycling. And secondly, we should promote sorting of wet and dry domestic waste. We should require all domestic households to separate the wet and waste and dry waste. Thirdly, green industry and also supporting measures. We should have a territory-wide community resource recycling network. We should employ disadvantaged groups in the community to first collect valuable or reusable or recycled waste and sell them to recyclers, and for waste that cannot be reused, they can be dealt with by our waste treatment centers. Thank you. Mr. Wang Kin Sun. Thank you, Secretary. Well, you are here, and I have some mixed feelings. You are KS Wong, and so am I. On the 11th of July, I submitted a paper to the Food and Environment Committee of this District Council and about waste management. The paper did not attract much attention. It was a new subject, and members were not interested in discussing that paper. We spent only 13 minutes on that topic. And however, when the Secretary is here today, we are certainly very passionate in talking about the subject. It doesn't matter if district councillors find it a new idea, but for EPD officers attending that meeting, the proposal was equally strange and new to them. Well, you said that this blueprint was published in May. However, when I sponsored that discussion in July, even EPD officers found it a novel idea. Now, I am all for the 10-year target set by the Bureau, and that is to cut waste by 40% in Hong Kong in 10 years' time. In July, it was the time when the debate over extension of the land views were most heated, and then we already thought that the extension of land views would be shelved for the time being. So we're afraid that because of hiccups of incineration and extension of landfills, the administration would ask for MSW charging. Well, in Yau Chin Mong, there are many buildings with no OCs, no property management agencies, and we are worried that the MSW charging will have a major impact on such buildings. So please consider support for them, including subsidy to low-income families, so as to mitigate the financial pressure on them because of MSW charging. And I still have half a minute left. Secretary, at Mong Kok East Station of MTRC, please extend the noise barrier for the area. Make sure that we have a fully enclosed noise barrier, because waste is a nuisance and so is noise. Thank you. Madam Cole Poling. I think I share the feelings of Mr. Wong Kin Shan. I was one of the few speakers who spoke at that meeting in May. Now, if, according to the Secretary, everyone should share the responsibility, and if even EPD officials were not too sure about the blueprint, how can you promote the whole idea? It's not that the Secretary and his Bureau hasn't done anything. And I also agree that we should adopt a step-by-step approach. Recently, I attended a forum organized by your Bureau on promotion of the recycling industry. Support for the recycling industry and also green measures and legislation to support the recycling industry will show the public how determined the administration is. I think I share the experience of Mr. Wong Man Shing. Well, we have different refuse bins for sorting, but eventually the waste would be mixed, with the exception of paper, which has some residual value. Now, if you do not make sure that plastic bottles and glass bottles have a value, then you cannot show the public that you mean business. And all right, I'll continue and use up my 1 minute. I wanted to speak at that forum, so I didn't have the opportunity to express my views, and I'm going to do so now. Through CEPA 10, the government must make full use of the cooperation with the mainland, because this is about good utilization of resources. Hong Kong faces a lot of constraints when it comes to environmental protection. To ensure that everyone plays his part, government departments should give them support. For instance, the Education Bureau should incorporate this 10-year blueprint into its curriculum. And the HAD should promote this blueprint to our community. If by preparing APIs you think that you can be effective, well, unless you're going to legislate to fine members of the public. Otherwise, the APIs are not going to be useful. I urge the Secretary to do something in terms of public education. Thank you. A number of members talk about the recycling bins, saying that they are not terribly successful. In fact, Mr. Wong mentioned that the cleansing worker said that the waste would be dumped at landfills anyway. I think she's correct. It's not that she wanted to dump them at landfills, but it's because the mainland is not accepting dirty plastic bottles anymore unless they are very, very clean. So most of those plastic bottles will end up in landfills. So please do not cheat kids anymore. It's a waste of Mr. Wong Man-Sheng's time, and it's also pulling wool over the public's eyes. If recycling industry has no future, then we should not promote recycling. In fact, some plastic bottles are being shipped to the mainland on a daily basis, but the cost is high. Well, you have to face up to the reality. Commercially, this is not viable. The business sector doesn't want to do it. You have to look at the reality. You look at recent years, fewer and fewer mainland companies are willing to accept recycled plastics from us. I believe that reduction of waste at source is the best approach, but that would mean a total change of our culture. I grew up in the 1970s. Back then, people would wear the same watch for a few decades, and my senior relatives would wear the same suit for a few decades. But for young people, their watches would only last for 1 year. You have to change their culture. I don't like to see what I learn, but then he said that the briefcase he carries has been in use for a few decades since when he was in the UK. I think we should promote this idea. Thank you for coming to the Yau Chi Mong District Council. Yes, I really support having a blueprint for waste management covering 10 years. It is important that we can reduce waste at source. Just like Mr. Wong, I recycle newspapers, aluminum cans, and plastic bottles. I ask my domestic helper to dump them at different bins. I think the critical issue is people's awareness is not high enough. We must step up publicity and public education. People don't have this sense yet. We need landfills and incinerators, and you run into all sorts of obstacles. So do not give up, Chairman. I mean, Secretary, I support you. Although Mr. Wong is the superintendent of that rehabilitation center, I do support you. We do need that incinerator, extension of landfills. Well, of course, this is the NIMBY syndrome. Now, if we consider Hong Kong as a whole, then that won't be a problem. We need landfills, we need incinerators. So keep up your efforts, Secretary. I support you. All right. And I'll give the time to Mr. Wong Tam Shing for his responses. Thank you very much for your very enthusiastic comments. Well, I will relay your commendation for the CE. I'm very pleased to see the questions asked by members, in particular those from Mr. K.S. Wong. Right. I'd like to refer to our blueprint. All right. There are 5 points there. People asked about our priorities. According to the blueprint, well, you may say that we have stalled for too long. In fact, all five measures should be implemented at once. Of course, the weighting is different, but all five measures should be implemented at the same time. And I also agree with Madam Ko that education is very important, but we have to do it bit by bit with sustained efforts, and we should also work hand in hand with the community. There are five areas, and you're all very concerned about the MSW charging. Yes, we will reflect your views to colleagues responsible for the MSW charging. The public consultation will go on for 4 months. And I appreciate your concern because of the state of building management in Yao Chi Mong. Of course, we cannot directly copy from Taipei. Well, Taipei, they have many single block buildings with no building management. We are just the opposite. 8% of the buildings in Hong Kong have property management. And to cater for the low income bracket, yes, we will ensure that there are ways to support the low income families when MSW charging is imposed. And food waste. It is important that we cut food waste. We will cooperate with the industry which Mr. Tommy Cheung represents. But there is no need to directly compare recycling rate. Well, countries like Japan do not have a particularly high recycling rate. The important thing is to reduce waste. As we all know, this CS4A oversees a steering committee to help the recycling industry. A glass is covered in its terms of reference. Some members referred to the state of recycling industry, and we're now discussing with them to see how we can help. And incinerators, according to recent opinion polls, I think the majority of the public are in support of incineration. Yes, as a whole, Hong Kong supports incineration, but when it comes to the installation of this facility near their homes, it may be different. We must enhance communication with the public in this regard.
We understand the call for the incinerator to be located at a distance from residential area. But you know, in Japan, these facilities are very close to residential areas. In other countries, their major nuisance is the vehicular traffic generated. The height will be 150 meters, so the incinerator is not going to cause a high concentration of pollutants. And we hope we can communicate with the relevant stakeholders and these facilities, which we have discussed for more than 10 years, can finally be constructed. Well, I'm not trying to push this through the irrespective of public opinion, but we need to be balanced. And as for the recycling bins and the vehicles, RCVs, we have going to provide fully enclosed RCVs. And we'll cooperate with FHD, which is under the purview of Dr. Cole, to improve the operation of and collection of waste of our recycling bins. For example, the future contractor will be asked to use a transparent plastic bags. So the plastic bottles and other ways which can be recycled for some recovered value that will be recycled. Ms. Wang Xuming, Secretary, concerning waste charging, subsidy for the recycling industry and food waste, I hope all these would mean changing our habits. I think you should pay attention to the need for a longer transitional period and a close monitoring of the progress. I didn't know you would come. I don't want to spend too much of the time, but because I do have this submission, this item that I propose, and that is to give Mong Kok residents clean air. I don't know whether your colleague will be replying to my paper. So if it's not inconvenient, I hope you can read this document from me. Everyone in Mong Kok is longing for clean air in Mong Kok. Well, for that item, we're going to have EBD officers providing some response. Perhaps I can respond to that question as well. Any policy that would affect businesses or 7 million residents in Hong Kong are serious matters. We need to provide a transitional period, but we, on the other hand, we cannot drag our feet. There's a need to strike a balance, and the administration has has been attaching to the need for clean air. So in March, there was another blueprint on air quality. And for the very first time in Hong Kong, we have set a target to upgrade our air quality indicators. And then also by 2020, we have a certain target to meet, as set out in the blueprint. Thank you, Mr. Wong Kam Sing, for attending our meeting. Members have commented on the comprehensive waste management blueprint for the coming 10 years. The views will certainly be taken on board for the Bureau's consideration. Thank you all for coming.